This is tricky. So if your goal is just fitness, like mostly fitness, then prioritize that. Wake up and eat pretty much straight away because you can just get in the early calories there. Then you can eat again, eat again, eat again. That's better. I think, at least for me, if my real goal, like the thing I'm focused on more, is my work, then I still intermittent fast and I just don't even bulk. So if you're bulking, you need to understand that that's pretty much the most important thing in your life. Because it is, it's a lot like harder than people think it is if you're not trying to eat junk food. Because bulking is not just about the calories, it's about actually getting in like the right nutrition and complex carbs and really high protein and everything. So, first of all, if you're gonna bulk, make sure you know, okay, it's a full-time job, honestly. Your body's digesting food genuinely for like 12, 16 hours a day. So it genuinely is like, it's like working two full-time jobs at once. It makes you a little bit stupid. It lowers your intelligence, it lowers your work rate, it makes you tired. You spend an extra hour cooking and eating, and those things take time. And the moment you're done eating, then you're like, your stomach is full. You're gonna try and record a video and you burp in the middle of it or something. So you've got to understand that there's a trade-off to bulking. I think it's still awesome to do for young guys, especially if you're quite like a skinny guy. I think it's actually really, really good to do. Let's say you are gonna bulk, should you fast with it? I wouldn't recommend that. The best bulks I've done were when I woke up and within 10, 20 minutes I'm eating like 1,000 calories before I go to the gym. That's when I made the most progress. So if you only care about fitness progress, bulk, no fasting. If you want to live more of a balanced life, you want to have like a good brain for school, you don't want to be tired all the time, you want to have like, the fast kind of energy for the videos, maybe continue fasting and just see if you can hit the calories. And if not, maybe consider not bulking. I don't really know enough. I've not bought the book, so I don't really know. I only know just from like the little thumbnails I've seen that it's like pancakes and French toast or something. Is it just kind of like junk food that's just got protein powder in it? Or in some ways, because that phrase is a generalization. A fat guy can stick to a very poor diet. Is that the best diet? I have to know the exceptions. My perception of diets is that it might make progress for some people, but I think it should only really be seen as a stepping stone. And the issue is that if you're still overloading sugar and poor nutrition, and you're still eating pizza, you're still eating pancakes and French toast, you're still eating 100, 200 grams of sugar a day, I don't think that that's not what I would recommend to anyone that I loved personally, just because it's like there's a health risk to that. And I think that people should be informed that eating that much sugar, eating that much processed food is still terrible for you. Absolutely still horrible for your diet. Sure, it's better than what most people eat, so there's progress there. And you said, okay, the fat guy can switch over and eat that, and that can be nice. The issue with this is that you'd kind of be hoping for a completion of it. You'd be hoping to get to a point when you no longer needed to like substitute, like the real pizza for the kind of fake one that doesn't taste as good, but it's nice. I think it sets up the wrong mindset in someone that this is still the diet that they can have. Like you mentioned the quote, like, the diet's the best diet is the one you can stay on. This is still training someone to think that this is the diet that they should still be on. Oh, well, pizza's a part of life and I just want to eat this junk food and stuff. Well, I think a lot of us would be better if we almost forced ourselves over time to be on what more healthy diets, Mediterranean diet, a lot more meat, vegetables, nuts, fruits, natural stuff. Let's say we take that same fat guy, he eats 3,000 calories a day just of BS, and he's your client. I would tell him to do absolutely nothing but to eat a steak or a piece of meat extra per day. That's it. That's all you've got to do. That's the checkbox. No, your diet's absolutely fine. Whatever you want to eat, just eat one piece of steak per day. Eat 4 eggs a day. That's it. Forget everything else. Just do that and train and everything, right? Then a month later, I tell him, oh, eat more of that thing. For a second meal, eat this other thing. I wouldn't tell him to change anything else. Whatever you want to eat doesn't matter. It won't change anything for us. Just eat this extra 50 grams of protein a day. Just that is one, it's going to make them more muscle, but two, it's going to fill them up that they'll naturally eat less of the thing that they usually like because they've just got that weird full feeling. Especially if you tell these guys to eat this stuff first thing in the morning. You tell them, okay, wake up, cook this chicken breast and eat it. That's all you've got to change with your diet. Simple. That's 50 grams of protein right there.